Aleph, Thursday, 10th of February, Dain Levi Yitzchok Raskin, Hilchas Tzitzis.
Before going into the dinim of Tzitzis, just one comment about was just said about Seamus. The printer Weinfeld, they published on the name Chai Lamoira, so they had the following question, that when you are printing, you have to, there's a rubber roller, there's the metal plate, but then there's a rubber roller, and you have to erase that with spirit before you do the next run. And you look at it, if you're printing a chumash, you've got Yud Kei Vav Kei, Alekim, Havaya, and you've got all these Seamus HaKadoshim, and you have to take spirit and erase that. And the printer asks Shailas Ben Greiser Rabbonim in Yerushalayim what to do. And he came up with the idea that haze, for example, there's a little gap in the letter Hey, and each shame where he has, whether it's Yud Kei Vav Kei or Alekim, they make a little gap in one of the letters. In that way, it's not an Oys Sholem. In this way, he has no problem of erasing the rubber roller before doing the next run.
You see that in the print?
You see it in the finished print, yes. You take a Shaila Bar Chumash, you'll see that every Shem Avaya, the Hays are incomplete.
It's tiny. You see the opposite. Yes.
Now, this is not positive. And the rubber roll is a positive. And the negative would be easier. So this is a positive. Okay. The reason why I chose to talk about Hilchos Tzitzis was not because this parasha is about Big Day Kahuna. And as Yidden, we are Mamlechas Koyan in the Goy Kodesh, and therefore the Tzitzis perhaps is our Big Day Kahuna in a minor sense. That was the reason. I see there's a lot of inyonim about Tzitzis which people are not so aware, and I'd like to just discuss some of those. Let's first start off with the Atifas HaTalis. Minig Yisroel, Roiv Yisroel, not everyone, is when you put on the talis in the morning, talis Godel, you put on the talis around your body and you wrap it around. Where does this come from? So most brachas, or many brachas, are not spelt out in the Gemara, but the bracha on talis is. And the bracha, the nusach l'his'atev b'tzitzis, to enwrap yourself with tzitzis, is a loshen in the Gemara. And so the Geonim, they picked up on this. The word doesn't say in the Torah to wrap yourself with a talis. It says kesus chashetachasebo. So you cover yourself, the garment which you cover yourself. Where did it come, this Loshon of Lis'atev? So the simple pshat is that the style of clothing in those times of the Zman of Chazal was in a way of wearing something wrapped around your body, and hence they coined the phrase Lis'atev B'tzitzis. That is Kipshutai. However, the Geonim took this further, and they were medayik, since the Yochazal coined the phrase Lis'atev, that is only in your only chayiv b'tzitzis if you do in a way of atifa, if you only wrap yourself around. Now, the halacha we paskin that you're not, that is not a criterion, and even if it's not b'derech of atifa, we still have the mitzvah of tzitzis min haTorah. So, for example, a talis cotton, the small tzitzis which we wear, the one which with a hole in the middle, yeah. When was that invented? Don't know. We know the story in the Gemara, where David HaMelech was in the Merchatz, and he realized his Orum below mitzvah, and then he remembered he had the mitzvah smilo, sos on echalim rosecha. So there is all comments. So he says, why did Yashka by the Merchatz? Because he was wearing tzitzis. Even at night, he would wear tzitzis. He would wear talis cotton. Okay, so coming back to our point here, the idea of wearing is atifo crucial to the mitzvah? According to the Goyim, yes, lahalocha not. Despite that, there is this Hidur mitzvah that at least for the Dalad Amis, for the first moment when you put on your tzitzis, to do atifo, to be yotze the Das HaGoyim. Hence that minig of when you put on the talis, to do atifo. Okay. Where does this loshon of atifa come from? And as you heard the expression, kol atifa she'eino ka'atifas hayishma'elim eino atifa. This is not a din in tzitzis, it's a din gor in avelus and in metzoida. By the metzoida it says v'tome tome yikro, and the Targum says v'cha'avelo yis'atof. So there's a din in Ovel, who would wrap himself round with the, that was how it used to be, would wrap himself round with the talus over his mouth, and that was similar to the way a Metzoyer would do, kind of to contain themselves within themselves. Okay. So kol atifo kesheinu katechves ishma'elim einu atifo. So now, taking from the precedent in Avelus and in Tzaraas, so now the Goinim's requirement would be to do an atifo for mitzvah tzitzis. Okay. This din of atifo has somehow, some people get the impression that the atifo is to be cozy, to wrap yourself round, and to be enwrapped. Efshe, there is something to it, on the level of drush, on the level of soid, but that's not the pshat. On the pshat is, like the Yishmael used to wear. I'm not dismissing the derech ha-drush, because I've seen it in Sakhi and Sforim, excellent sefer, in Piskei Tshuva, he mentions such a thing. There is the loshen in Tehillim, tfilo lo'oni chiya toif. And everyone who hears the expression Atifas Yishmaelim, and you wonder, it's ironic, we're starting to daven and we have to think about how Yishmaelim. So just think about the words Yishma Kael, the Eibishter should hear, there's a moment of secluding yourself with the Meibishten, and therefore there may be something deep on the level of Drush, that there is the Atifas, a moment of isolating yourself from the rest of the tumul tumul of Olam Hazeh. That may be true, but on the simple halacha level, it's atifa ki yishma'elim, like the yishma'elim would wrap. Why would the yishma'elim wrap themselves around? They lived in sandy areas, and when they would be going through, there'd be a bit of wind, they didn't want the sand to get into their eyes, and hence they would have the talus over their eyes, something like this, in a way that they could see a little bit ahead of them. It's not mamash a blindfold, but to be able to walk and be protected from the sand. That is the precedent of Atifas Ishmaelim. Therefore, the poskim say, if you're going to do Atifas Atalas and bring it down all the way to, you know, down there, that's not Atifas Ishmaelim. Atifas Ishmaelim would be to cover questions down to the mouth, because by the oval, it says that he wraps over his mouth, because the idea of Avelus is Yeshivot of the Yidon, an idea of big silence, so he wraps himself around, kind of to cover his mouth. Is Atifas HaTalis in the concept of Tzitzis also to cover the mouth? That's the Machlokes HaPoskim. But to cover their eyes does seem to be authentic, that, and it's not, as I say, not mamish samud, not mamish on your eyes, it's a little bit away. And that way, you have Atifa, Atifas Yishma'elim, and you can see without bumping, you know, the Yishma'elim precedent does not mean bumping into the lampposts. Okay. When we do Atifa, we're knowing also to throw around the left side, the right side over the left shoulder. Yeah? Some people also throw the left over the right, as I see here, that doesn't seem to have an authentic marker. It's basically throwing from the right side over the left. So all four tzitzis come onto the left side of the body. Two in the front, if you're wearing your talus this way. So you have your two tzitzis will be in the front, and two tzitzis in the back. So it's shnaim lafon of shnaim lachayrev. You are mukav ben tzitzis, but they are all on the left side. It says in the pasuk, v'hamayim lohem choymo, miminom mismoilom, that when the Eden were crossing through the Yamsuf, the water was miminom mismoilom. So the Bisyosef brings from a medrash, he writes like this, v'hamayim lohem choymo, shehi chriz Gavriel, Malach Gavriel says to the water which were behind the Eden, hizaru, be careful of these Yidden. Don't threaten to drown them. She asidim lahashlich knaf tzitzis v'keshe shel tfil nachereim. That the Yidden will be throwing the tzitzis behind them, and they will be wearing the keshe shel tfilin on their back. Mimin or mismoilon has got to do with the mitzvah of mezuzah mimin and the shel yad, which is mismoilon. But in addition to mimin or mismoilon me'achireim, they have the mitzvah which is protecting them. They're throwing the tzitzis behind. That's what he says in Bes Yosef from the Medrash Avkir, and the keshe shel tfilin. Then he brings here also Bis Yosef from Yerushalmi Koton. We have the din that Koton Shigodeya Lisatef. Again, the Chazal have used the word Lisatef. A child, once he knows Lisatef, Oviv Koinoloi Tzitzis, I think the Lashon is. So, what does it mean? Yodeya Lisatef? So the Yerushalmi says, "Shiyodeya lahashlich shtei kantfos la'achoyrav," that he knows how to throw the two corners of the right side la'achoyrav through the back. So that is this second the point about Atifa.
Where did it come from? The kishur through the Megillah was there, but why through the tzitzit?
That is lechoyrav part of the abot of Atifa. Atifa say Yishmael would be that they would have their whole body wrapped front and back. And how would that be done? By the right being thrown over the left. That's the style of a Tifa Shishmael.
I saw do the right to the left, and then the left up.
Oh, that's it. He mentions some who do that, but Lechoyre doesn't have Nishazoy Ozgal. You have to be very careful with this, because here you have also Minhogim. And not only Dinim, the Minhogim. And Minhogim, Dachman Zayzeh, because, you know... then, what about covering the head? Now, there is a lotion in the Ben Ish Chai. Va'al yaseh kahamizchakmim la'atov gamat haguf, only the Rosh. He brings it. In Kabbalah, there is the talus cotton, which is around just the torso, just the body. That's called the makiv cotton, the small envelope, if you want. And the talus godel is called the makiv hagodel. In the sense, it envelops not only the body but also the head. It's makivus, the moichin, and not only the midas. That's in Eloshon HaKabbal. So the Ben Ish Chai, he understood that when it says in Kabbalah that the atifa should include the head, that only the head. And hence you see some Sfardim, when they put on their talis, they are doing just wrapping around and just the head and not the body at all. Other Sfardish Poskim, Kafachayim, and others, they disagree with him, and they say, no, that's not the pshat. It means also the head, but not just the head. If you'd have just a head, a square head hat, it's part of our tzitzis, l'chayre. The din of tzitzis is ksuscha shetachaseh, but it's covering the body, not just the head. Okay. Now, let's go on to another nekuda. What's the time frame, by the way? Okay. Another couple of nekudas. What's the business what is chayiv b'tzitzis? Is it dafke wool, linen, or any material? So here's a machlokes haposkim, whether anything but semer or pishtim is chayiv b'tzitzis, and everything, midrabona for sure, anything, any material is chayiv b'tzitzis if it's square, got four corners. But is that min ha-toyru mid rabbonu? So Mechaber says one way that it's only wool and linen, or linen. The Ramos says even other materials. But the Mishneh Berurah, other poskim, mention that one should be mahader to fulfill the mitzvah min ha-toyru, and therefore to wear a woolen baguette. And we see Mechredi Shidin, all particular with the talus godel, to wear a woolen talus. Whereas you see in the broader community, there are people who wear silken talisim, whatever, but for Chredish Oilm, we are particular that the talis godel should be made of wool. Why? Because if you want to be yotze, the mitzvah min ha-Torah, that it should be a woolen baguette.
Talis cotton.
What about talis cotton? Ah, so l'chayre, it's the same mitzvah. There's no two mitzvahs, talis godel and talis cotton. I want to digress for a moment. There's a brocha lis'ati v'tzitzis, and there's a brocha al mitzvah tzitzis. Where did this come from? So this comes from after this whole discussion with the Shittas HaGaonim, and after the poskim say that the Mekayim Mitzvah Tzitzis is even without Atifa. Eivazei, I'm not doing Atifa. If I put on just a talis cotton, I'm not doing the vortlis Atif. Ah, so about 500 years ago, perhaps 600 years ago, you see the poskim suggest a different Mitzvah. Al Mitzvah Tzitzis. It's the same Mitzvah, but just push it to reconcile with the fact that you're not doing atifa. So what else could they say? You shall say the bracha al mitzvah tzitzis. This is by Ashkenazim. By Sfardish Poskim do not have the bracha al mitzvah tzitzis, and hence you look in the Mechaber in Simen Ches, so he says you should try to do atifa with the Charles Cotton also. But Lepoil, we don't do that. I don't know what the Minag HaOlam Ashkenazim is. In our Kehillah, in our Minhogim, is that I do not make a Tal Brocha my Tal Skotten, because I'm going to put on a Tal's Godel. So therefore, I when I put on my Tal's Godel, I have in mind the Brocha also for the Tal's Skotten. And in this way, I'm avoiding the Sofik between the Minag Ashkenazim and the Minag Sfarad. Whereas, let's say on Friday afternoon, if I go to mikveh and I put in a fresh Tal's Kotten for Shabbos, so then I'm now mechuyev to make a bracha. Usually I forget. But when I remember, so I will make a bracha al mitzvah sitzes on my Tal's Kotten. Okay, now coming back to the that's true, that's why I have the problem of shichucha, it's more than, you know, tokidei dibur. Oh, so bochurim who don't wear tallis cotton, tallis godel, will make a bracha al mitzvah sitzes for people who are not wearing a tallis godel. I think alright, now coming back to the Tal's Kotten. Okay, there is a shita, there is a lotion in Gemara Hakonov Minkonov, that the tzitzis have to be made of the same material as the beged, and hence according to this, if you have a silken garment you should have silken tzitzis. Maram Rutenberg has got a very interesting shita. He says, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that Hakon of Minkon, can you be yotzer with woolen tzitzis on a silken garment? So the halacha is yes. Shita's Maram Rutenberg is like this, that the only thing that wool tzitzis on moitzi is either wool or shatnas. But wool is not moitzi. It's not moitzi silk. For silken beged, you have to have silken tzitzis. For cotton beged, you have to have cotton tzitzis. So according to Maram Rutenberg, if you want to wear a cotton beged, you'd have to have cotton tzitzis. They're not very popular. Cotton tzitzis are not very popular. Now. So now, there seems to be a tendency here, as I say, Mr. Brewer says so, that you should also have a woolen talus cotton. So yeah, a lot of Eden are particular in this, but then I'm looking around, why do some people wear from Eden wearing Afghanist, wearing a cotton talus cotton? Sorry about the problem. That's now, it seems to be that the Vilna Goyen is quoted in the Sefer as being makel to wear a talus cotton made of not wool, and there's a few explanations given for this. One is that there is a question of sharpness. If you wear two garments, one on top of the other, one of wool and one of linen, there's a hidur in sharpness. And since they would wear linen shirts, so then having the wool talus cotton on top of a linen shirt could be entering into a chashash of sharpness, and therefore opted to wear a non-wool talus cotton. That's one suggestion. Another suggestion, perhaps a more balabatish one, is that a woolen talus cotton doesn't maintain very well. If you are involved in, you know, various jobs, it gets dirty easily, it's difficult to clean. A cotton talus is also uncomfortable if you're sweaty. And so, if the poskim would insist on wool for talus cotton, a lot of Yidden may not may not bother wearing tzitzis altogether. So in order to encourage Yidden to wear tzitzis a whole day, even though they're not ready to wear a woolen one for the various comfort issues, therefore to be makel to wear a cotton beged. So that seems to be the various reasons. You can see it here in Simen Tes. He brings here various explanations why the Vilna Goyen and other Paskim, who followed that thing, encouraged to Well, they themselves were makel to wear non-woolen katal's cotton, but the Mishnah Berurah himself says you should be mahadir with wool in the beged, in the talis girdle and the talis cotton. Now, one or two more things is the there's a lashon of Gemara. First of all, the Gemara says that the nechev where you hang where the tzitzit should be shouldn't be too high up. It shouldn't be too far away from the edge because it has to be al kanf v'gdeicha. Then the Gemara says a ma'aseh about menatif al hakenin, which I'm going to come back to. And then the Gemara says it shouldn't be too close to the edge, that the tzitzis should not be too close to the edge. Why? Because it's al kanf v'gdeicha on the corner, al v'loy tachas. If it's right at the edge, so then that's going to be called tachas kanf v'gdeicha. It has to be a little bit away. So we have here a rather precise shear, and that is not more than 3 atzvos from the edge, and not less than a kesher goydel. This is the only, I think, the only time this measure is mentioned in halacha, a measure from the top to the bottom of the first piece of your thumb, that's called kesher goydel. So that's the closest it may be. This din of it have to be a kesher goydel and not closer, is that in both directions, or is it only in one direction? In other words, this is the way the tzitzit should be hanging. Is it the din of kesher goydel? Is it that it shouldn't be? See, after all, it comes from the lashon of al v'loy tachas. So if the tzitzis were hanging right from the edge there, it would still be, it wouldn't be tachas, because tachas would only be if it's down here. So therefore there's a machlokes haposkim, the din of kesher goydel, that there's a minimum distance from the edge. Is that le'oirech and le'roichav, or is it only, well, oirech and roichav is also ambiguous, because the oirech hatalis is roichav ha'odom. Is that right? Oirech hatalis is roichav ha'odom, right? And roichav ha'talis is oirech ha'odom. So it's very confusing. But comes, that's why let's just take a look at the talis as we have it here. So here, that is a machloikas aposkin, whether the tzitzis may be close to the edge in a way that is still not at the bottom of the talis. Okay. Then there is this lashon in Gemara, as I said, in between these two halachas, in Gemara Menachas and Daf Mem Beis, between the din of no more than 3 etzbois and the din of no less than kasher goydel, a ma'aseh is menatif al hakeren. What's this menatif al hakeren? That it has to be kind of banging on the corner. As you know, there are two minhogim of way how you hang tzitzis in a garment: one hole or two holes. Yes. Everyone's familiar, and the Arizal was noyig in a talus cotton to have two holes and a talus godel with one hole. The reason being that you don't have to show everyone that you're being mahader. Talus cotton is more discreet, so then you have two holes in your talus cotton, but on your talus godel, which is open, there you follow the minhag olam, which is to have one hole. That's the hachroah of the Arizal. You won't believe this, but in this Yosef, there's a Hebrew from Maria Buhav, a Svore to Yubi Yosef, both shittas, and to have two tzitzis on each corner, one in two holes and one in one hole. This Yosef brings this in the Chassidus, whatever, you see, Simon Gedal or someone. Lepoil, of course, you've never seen that, and no one does it. But there is such a Svore. Pardon? Because it's, you know, it's like when Rashi's and Rabin Shams at the same time, it's either or.
It's not the same time.
The original meaning is to wear Rashi and Ben Tam same time. Oh, the point is that it's worse here because the Choyle, it's not Me'akiv, either way it's kosher. Rashi and Ben Tam, each one says the other one's apostles. The component is Esther, the Maizu, not knowing this way. I'm just going to bring out how wide they took taken this seriously to entertain such a swat. I'll call upon him. According to the derech of having the two holes, so then it's al, and it's menatif al hakeren. It's banging the first part of the tzitzis. The tzitzis are divided in two parts, yes? This part is called gedil, and this part is called pesil. Yes? In one place it says It says gedilim tasalachor. Another place it says tzitzis, like epigdechem, whatever, but still chaylas. So this is two parts. This is the gedil and this is the psil. Akalponim, if you have two holes, so then the beginning of the gedil is alkanf, it's manatif alakonof, you're being makayim that inyan. The problem with this style is, how you makayim this din of makya alakeren? So if you're wearing the tzitzis this way, so then this is manatif alakeren. This part of the tzitzis, the beginning, is manatif alakeren. If you'd wear the talus this way, you could have the tzitzis hanging straight down, so then you are entering into this problem of al v'loy tachas. And as I say, it's a loshna gemara, it has to be manatif alakeren. Now, there is a machloikas of the Taz in the Mogen Avraham, whether this din on manatif alakeren is a din in making the tzitzis, or is it a din in wearing the tzitzis? And the Mogen Avraham seems to understand it as a din in making the tzitzis, and the Taz says it's a din in wearing the tzitzis. And that is the background, with Mr. Brewer here, he says that, I'll read the Lashon inside, in Simon Yud Aleph, in Seif, and he says here, "Ahinu b'shem and Abel, but he ever ain't paid a buzze. But he ever ain't paid a buzze. Why is the Mishnah Berurah saying ain't paid a buzze? But he ever, because he's relying on the Mogen Avraham that so long as you pshas, you made the talis, it was makal akeren. But according to the Taz, it is a diuk." And it's a din of where you wear the tzitzis. That where you wear the tzitzis should be that the it should be makal akeren. And you know what? Even if the Mishnah Berurah says b'diyeved, yech lahakel be'al lechatchila yidin. So lechatchila yidin should be particular that lechatchila that you wear the talus in a way that the tzitzis are makal akeren. I don't go around being burning people's tzitzis the whole time. I see what people are wearing. Your talus cotton. If you have two holes, so then you are catered for. You're okay because it's going to be makal akeren. What about if you have a talus cotton with this way? So you should be particular that the tzitzis should not be hanging straight down, but they should be dafka to the side in order to be makayim this din of makal akeren. I believe it, yoitzer, but that's, as I said, we'll have to lead. Okay. Was that the message I should finish? Okay. All right. Very quickly, is the din of there's a machlokes about the shear of beged. Is it a din in the size of the beged, or is it a din in the coverage of the body? Nafkamina, if you have a beged and it's all crumpled. There's a shear of the amor. Amor according to some say shloshes reviyah amor, zeres, whatever it may be. Is that a din in the size of the beged, or is it a din in the coverage of the body? And here's the chiddush of the Baal Tanya, where he says that it's a din in the coverage of the body because it says chesus chashet chasebo nishnegeya alomdus or kol oimed liyiposhet kiposhet domi. We're not talking about a din in the size of the beged. It's a din in the coverage of the body, and he therefore maintains that you should be particular that the talus cotton should be, that shear which you have, should be spread out over the body rather than crumpled. Just to finish off, when we prepare for Shema, we take our four tzitzis together and we say, "L'kabtzeinu yachad meyar b'kanfei se'oretz." And the idea of tzitzis, this idea of getting the four tzitzis together is from the Arizal, and he says it's the union of schire. Tzitzis is the union of schire mentioned in Shulchan Aruch Simuch Chaf Dalet, like a person ties a molik tzaken where they had handkerchiefs, cloth handkerchiefs. You wanted to remember something, you tie a knot in your handkerchief to remember. The tzitzis is to remember, is ozchartem. And so when we are preparing for Shema, you have the idea of the Schiris, which is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, of remembering these four inyonim, and that is where we gather the four tzitzis. The Eibushter Magid Dvorav El Yaakov Hukov Mishpotav Yisroel. The Eibushter fulfills mitzvahs like he gives us the mitzvahs. So how is the Eibushter Mekayim mitzvah tzitzis? So like we are Mekayim mitzvah tzitzis by gathering the four tzitzis together. So Batman Ben Ruben Shloim that he should be Mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis. V'kabtzenu yachad meyar bekam v'seoritz l'artzenu v'mehezem.